going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Morning.
And good morning to all the people up in Braselton, up there around Chateau Elan and Road Atlanta. Hope everything is well up that way, and all the first responders and people who keep things moving, even when it's spring break. These people still have to keep things going on, and we salute you and we appreciate you and all that you do for our area, and especially those who patrol our roadways with people passing through our area or coming returning to our area. The spring break is ending, and we welcome them back. They've been away for a week. They've been out of town, or maybe they just hid in their houses and didn't come out for a week. We don't know anyway. Some of them going to be out on the roadways, and we hope that they travel safely, and we got people out there working to keep you safe as you travel around the area. Beautiful day outside. I'm looking outside with 9 floors up here in the Kia Studios. Not a cloud in the sky right now. A beautiful day, so what's your excuse to get out? You're going to get out. You're going to get all the pollen off your car, and you're going to try to get the pollen off your car. We've had some help with some of the rain recent days, but I'm sure that stuff is going to be back. If you headed down to Augusta for Augusta, the first tee time is at 9:50 a.m. They get set to start the third round of the Masters. Hope you enjoyed our conversation last hour with John Patrick, host of the Augusta Golf Show, getting us all set and just talking about what we look for in this final round. Justin Rose and Bryson DeChambeau are going to be paired together. They'll be the last ones to tee off today at 2:40. So that's when the leaders tee off today to play that round at Augusta and get things all set up for what we hope will be a fantastic finish on tomorrow. Meanwhile, here in town, and Jason Longshore is going to join us in the next hour. He'll be with us from 9 until 11. We get a chance to get you set for Atlanta United, which will be here. By the way, you can hear Masters tonight. It's been each and every night during the tournament this week here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Masters tonight comes your way at 11 o'clock. But before that, today, Atlanta United against New England Revolution. Pre-game is at 1:30. The kick is at 2:30 at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. You might want to head for the Benz today to catch Atlanta United and get excited about having them. And Jason Longshore is going to get us all set for that. And then, of course, the Masters tonight comes your way tonight at 11 o'clock. You tune in to get all the latest, the updates on what is happening in Augusta. And they have everything all set for the fourth and final round. Braves are in Tampa. They're playing in the they're borrowing the stadium right down at Tampa because the roof got blown off of the place, Tropicana. So they're playing at the Yankees spring stadium. That's where they're playing.
Isn't it convenient that everybody goes to Florida for spring training?
That's it. So I mean, that's the stadium that is in Tampa. The Tropicana is in St. Petersburg. It's on the other side of the water.
Oh wow, okay,
yeah. So they got to put a new roof on that thing. They got to put the roof back. So meanwhile, they're going to be playing their games there. So that's where the Braves are playing them this weekend. And, of course, the Hawks have the day at a break today. They'll close out the schedule tomorrow here at State Farm against Orlando, the team they will face in the play-in round coming up later this week. So we will get to see them and talk with them. A couple of things I want to run by you because I usually get this segment. I usually run some high school stuff. Not a lot of that happening this week with it being spring break. But it is spring football that's taking place today. The Georgia Tech will have their spring game today, 1 o'clock, Bobby Dodd Stadium. People want to go in and check out the Jackets. Finished the season strong last year and see how they pick up. Of course, with that exhausting marathon against the University of Georgia, you want to see what the next step is. Of course, this Georgia Tech team will play Georgia at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. A lot of people will be looking forward to that. And then today over in Athens at 1 o'clock, they'll have G-Day.
Yeah.
Is that kind of low-key, G? This kind of seem kind of low-key to you?
Yeah. Like G-Day is usually like a huge event. It usually kind of like kicks off college football offseason to me, typically. Like, usually everybody cows into Athens, and you got red against black, and it's a big deal who starts, who plays, and people start charting down who's doing what, and it's like the really way too early evaluation of what your team is going to look like that everybody's super excited for.
Yeah.
And it does not feel like that this year. It does not feel
and,
like
and
that.
And I think that's across the country. I don't think Georgia is unique to that. And
I don't either.
There are some places around the country who have stepped aside and not even doing a spring game. And
yeah, they've hung it up all together.
Yeah, and they give various reasons. They talk about now with the playoff, if you're a playoff team, you could be going those extra weeks and playing. They just don't want to send their team through that, but at the same time, it's something that fans and supporters of these programs mm-hmm. look forward to. The students look forward to it, and hope people will get out today. The weather is great for it.
Yeah,
So you can't say
it's too hot.
Right, not too hot. You can't say it's rainy or the threat of thunderstorm. There's none of that happening.
Yeah.
So if you want to get out and catch some spring football today, it's happening at 1 o'clock either in Athens or at Georgia Tech. Georgia State played their spring game yesterday. And I had a chance to go over and check them out. The blue team over the white, 17-0. The thing is, a lot of new faces. Dale McGee has gone and done his recruiting job, which is something that is such a strong suit for him from his time at University of Georgia. He is continuing with that roster. He thinks a bigger offensive line, first of all, for the team going into this upcoming season. And afterwards, he had these thoughts on what he saw from his team.
So we'll take a good look at this tape and make some decisions for his depth chart, but I think we're headed in the right direction. Coaches, the staff, and the players did an outstanding job this spring of coming together, connecting, working on the little things, the details of what it's going to take for us to be successful. Now we just got to transition, finish strong academically. Of course, everyone knows the portal opens on April 16th, so we got to do a good job of maintaining our roster and making the roster adjustments if things come up.
If things come up, April 16th looms as the day that the portal opens again. And, we're going to see some people out on these fields playing these spring games. And then on April 16th, some of these folks going to move around, be in some different play. You know, that's the game. In this era, that is what's happening. But Coach McGee, put it out there. We've done a good job with what we have. We're going to see if we can't keep some people on board and see what else we may be able to bring in. But that's just the mentality. That's what
I was about to say. Yeah, that's a coach living in the reality of the now. And I think one thing that the portal has done is it kind of, for better or worse, pushed out those older established coaches that we're used to the status quo of what it was. Like, I'm going to go, I'm going to recruit, these guys are going to be here however long.
Yeah.
You know, you have to have some type of quote-unquote legitimate reason to enter the portal. Like, remember how Justin Fields got out of UGA? Like, he had to give some type of explanation of why I want to leave. Ain't none of that no more. Now they just say, I ain't get the money I was promised, or I'm worth more money than they promised me, so I want to go.
Yeah.
So this is a coach that isn't, because this is like his first time actually leading a college team, he's not stuck in the mode of what used to be.
Right.
So that he can't evolve and move forward. And honestly, I applaud the coaches that said, this new style is not for me, so let me just go ahead and get out of the way.
Yep.
And now you're seeing coaches like Dion and Coach McGee coming in with this new mentality of, the portal is there. This NIL money is here. They can make decisions just as well as we can make decisions. So we have to figure out how to navigate this new landscape. And just coming in with the right mentality is a great head start of being able to build this program. And it looks like he's doing that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, getting a bigger offensive line, I don't know. I don't know if they needed an upgrade at quarterback or not, but getting a bigger offensive line is definitely going to help protect him to be able to see what's going on downfield and be able to make better decisions. So you definitely see him moving in the right direction and building this this program into what he wants it to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's what we looked at. One other note that came out of Georgia State this week, the Georgia Tech game with next year got dropped. Apparently Georgia Tech is going to strike up a deal with Tennessee. And so they're begging out of the game against Georgia State. Georgia State gets a check. Disappointed because I know Georgia State fans wanted to get another shot at Tech. They played very well last year against them. And that's going to have to be some years down the road. And now Georgia State's got to find a couple of opponents for their 2026 schedule. Noel, I know you are some person that shoes. You love to collect. You and Greg Street, I don't know who's the biggest person in this building when it comes to shoes.
Oh, Greg got deeper pockets than me, so it's definitely Greg.
I don't know, but you have the know-how. I've seen you in action.
We got to dig deep sometimes.
I know what you do. Stan Smith is known as a champion tennis player and, had a tremendous career on the court, a legendary tennis champion. But since retiring, he's opened his academy down in Hilton Head and he recently published a book, he and his business partner, Gary Niebuhr, called Winning Trust. Talk about just experiences that people have and that Stan Smith will host, and people will come and they may do things like, tossing axes or cornhole, or they may play tennis or may play around the golf, but how much he puts himself into those events and those experiences and the enrichment that comes through them. I had a chance to sit down and talk with him, and I asked Gary Niebuhr, his partner, about the shoe, the iconic green and white Adidas shoe that Stan Smith has been a part of for like 50 years, and he gave me this example.
To give away. He always jokes that I've given away probably more pairs of his shoes than anybody else. But it is fun to see people's reaction to getting them. And so we'll come up with some creative ways. We gave his shoes to one guy that was a CEO of a company, and then he went and bought 450 other different styles of Stan's shoe that he has a whole collection. And it's in the documentary on Stan's life, which has come out, that it's at the start, but it just shows this guy's collection of size 11 shoes. And this is a guy that we met that was a guest at an event of a client that just kept repeating, and he was a guest, and now we work with him. So
now they work with him. And that's, Noel, that's the part I wanted you to hear. This is someone that 450 pairs of the same shoe.
Yeah, that's of the same shoe. That's crazy.
How do you do that? I mean, and the shoe has evolved. It's not just the green and white that the tradition was. They're doing a lot of different unique things. You've seen them.
They dipped them in all the primary colors, and then you have all the different collabs they've done with them. I think Pharrell has done a set of Stan Smith. So you hit the intersection of music and sports and pop culture. Yeah, he's transcended and almost like Jordan in basketball, right? Like, he has transcended the sport of tennis to become a shoe icon in itself. Like, this is a go-to sneaker for like dads that's not quite like in their dad shoe era, but they're more like the new dads, the 30 and 40 year old dads that they can put on with a polo and still kind of like be that business casual in between kind of look, and you can get it in all different kind of colors now. It's taking on a life of its own. It's kind of crazy to see. Like, you can really mirror it with the Air Jordan 1 and like how many, well, really any Air Jordan, but like the Air Jordan 1 and how the shoe has transcended beyond Michael Jordan. Like, it's kids now that ain't even seen Michael Jordan play, don't care to see Michael Jordan play, but they got to have them J's, though.
Yep.
And that's kind of what Stan Smith is for a subset of people. So it really is crazy to see.
The comparison I made was John Madden and the game.
You're right.
Who have no idea that John Madden was a coach. They're
or people, an announcer.
Right. But these people who are wearing this shoe, they have no idea what Stan Smith
that he
did
played
on the tennis
court,
right?
They've probably never even seen his face beyond the tongue of their shoe. but it's in their clothes. Like, that it's a part of them and their wardrobe and their style and who they are. Like, Stan Smith is a part of that. And that's a crazy legacy. I mean, you even have designer shoemakers that make adjacent versions of the Stan Smith because it's just such a clean silhouette that you can do anything and wear anything with. I mean, I've seen this thing in pinks and purples and Easter pastels and and Buster Browns and all types of colors, man. Like this, you can do anything with this Stan shoe. And I'm glad that he was open to evolving it a bit and out of the classic white and green to give it a little more life. Even mm-hmm. though I do like the white and green, it reminds you of a tennis court, right?
It does.
But
it does.
gives it a little more life when you're able to, you know, as I like to say about Jordan, is dip it in different ice cream colors. I mean, you just dip it in a vat of paint and throw it back out there with a new price point and everybody go flock and run to it. Like if you slap Pharrell's name on it, people are going to go and run and go get it. And that's definitely been the experience that I've seen with these over the years.
Stan Smith, Gary Niebuhr. The book is called Winning Trust, and it's all about developing relationships and building through the experiences and spending time with this tennis icon who is also, to me, I say a fashion icon. So it was cool getting a chance to meet them and talk with them recently. They were in town, and the book, once again, is Winning Trust. So great to talk with them. Great to meet Stan Smith and hear his talks. You know, he also had some thoughts about it. It was very sad, and we won't get into the sound clip of to see the Atlanta Open leave. He thought that it was great that we had a pro tournament here in town. And like so many tournaments are leaving the United States, so he was disappointed that we lost this one. Hopefully that something may come back in the future, but it was great to see him in town. And he's through town a lot more than people may think. He's here in Atlanta quite a bit. So it's great. His son's coaching tennis out at Duke. So he had some different thoughts on NIL and how that's affecting. In tennis, we think it's just affecting your football, your basketball.
Right, yes, everything.
It's affecting everything. So it was great spending some time with this icon and talking tennis and more with him. And great observation on the shoe. I especially wanted you to enjoy that. So that was great. All right, folks, it's 8 o'clock out. Noel's World is coming up in a little while. But, you know, won't you stay with us? Top of the hour, Jason Longshore is going to be here as well to get us all set for Atlanta United. It is Saturday morning with Sam and Greg as we look and try to find Greg and see if he's at Bucky's or wherever he is this morning. We've got to find him as well. You stay with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Tonight in the game at 929thegame.com. Sam Crenshaw with you, 9 Floors Up in the Kia Studios. On this Saturday morning, it's a game day Saturday when you think about Atlanta United. They're going to be playing later on today over at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. We got New England coming in, New England Revolution. Going to find out more about that matchup and just more about the team and what to expect this week when Jason Longshore joins us at the top of the hour. Of course, down at Augusta, people are getting set for the third round of the Masters Tournament that has a lot of stars on that leaderboard as you get set for this round to start. And of course, you know, we got Justin Rose at the top. He had the great first round of 65 or 71. Can he hold it together? And that's the question. We got some people ready to reel him in. You got Bryson DeChambeau, a 68 yesterday, and he is one shot off the lead. And right behind him is Rory McIlroy, who a lot of people were watching after a 72 in opening round, a 66 yesterday, as Rory right there at minus six along with Corey Connors. My goodness, Shane Lowry is at minus five, had a 68 yesterday. Scottie Scheffler right there at minus five. I mean, very much in contention. He tees off at 210 today, had a 71 to go with a first round 68 yesterday, and he's right there. And I mean, right now at 8-under, you can go all the way back to the way this course may play today. You can go all the way back to 4-under, 3-under, maybe even someone who's at 2-under. Maybe somebody that bears watching for this year's tournament. So you might watch that. You got some guys who won green jackets before back there as well. So, you know, I'm looking at Brian Harmon there. I'm looking at Patrick Reed, who's also among them. Patrick Reed's at 3-under there. So, you know, Bubba Watson is at minus one. So a lot of golfers to watch if you're heading out to Augusta, if you're just going to, you know, watch at home or whatever you're going to do. Today, getting set for the Masters. You know, Augusta is an amazing place this week. And we talked about it a little bit with John Patrick last hour. If you missed it, you really missed a treat. He hosts the Augusta Golf Show and has covered the Masters for 40 years. I've had a chance to go and cover that event for, I guess, what is it, 21 times? I get my first time. My very first Masters I covered was in 1986. And that was the famous one where Jack Nicklaus wins, and he wasn't supposed to win because he's 46 years old. He's too old. That's not supposed to happen. And here he is, you know, coming down the back nine on Sunday, and everybody else is wilting and falling apart. And, you know, Greg Norman is wilting, and, you know, Seve Ballesteros is hitting it in the water. And here comes Jack Nicklaus with his son as his cat. And little old ladies are crying. It was just an unbelievable sight to be at. That was my first time being at the Masters and working the whole week covering it, Noel, and to be there for that historic occasion. You can see how people react to that particular place. But there's still a lot of decorum that goes along with it. And we talked about how the place has evolved over time. My goodness, you have a women's amateur event that takes place there last weekend. You have the drive pitch and check. We have children out there playing. That was unthinkable, and that's something that John talked about. You know, the previous two chairmen, one of them being Atlanta's own Billy Payne, obviously, for some time, was that a lot of progressive things took place, and now with Chairman Ridley, kind of the same. But you go to the place, though, and it looks like time stands still.
It looks like nothing's
changed, right?
Like even when you see it, you know, on television, when you see it on the news, or you're watching the Masters, there's just this old-timey sereneness.
Yeah.
That's just almost like watching an Andy Griffin show in color.
Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? And it looks like the cottages that are around the place, it just looks like this place that hasn't changed. They've done some changing, though. They really have. If you go down to the tournament, what used to be just one parking lot, a whole neighborhood they bought and turned it into parking.
Man.
And they just went door to door. Mr. Smith, I see your property is. They did
that's
it.
That's usually how it happens, yeah.
They did it that way, and they do that. But it's the impact that it has on that area, but also on the state. During this week, there's something called a red carpet tour because it's the legislature just finished. State legislature just finished over in Capitol Avenue. They finished last week. And so this is a week where a lot of international companies and businesses come and tour the state. And they always make one of those days, always they go to the Masters, right? And, so if you've got a company or business from another country, you look at sizing up Georgia to possibly bring your business or your international headquarters or whatever. And so you go and you take this tour, they take you to Augusta and you get to see the Masters. And afterwards, they here's the paperwork where you want to come and do business.
Which
Georgia.
County?
You're right. That's the Masters plays a role in that.
In the shape of Georgia's business and visibility and
That's something else that people don't see.
Well, because that's like, it's almost on the scale of like having an Olympics, but every year. Like the Masters is something prestigious that Georgia hosts every year without fail. Like
and you can plan for it.
It is a part of Augusta's, not just economy, but a part of their makeup, like who they are as a county, as a piece of Georgia. Like the Masters is a huge part of that. And pimento cheese.
And that's the other part. and shout out to the sports rail, Gabriel Stovall, who we tried to get on with us this morning, but he's busy. He's got a new role. This is his first year in a new role down in Augusta.
And congratulations. Yeah. You're going to kill it.
It's his new role with WJBF-TV. Proud of him and what he's doing there. And I know he's exhausted because I've been there. I know what this week is like. It's Groundhog Day. Your alarm clock goes off and you back off to do what you do all day until the sun goes down. But he put on his social, anybody want anything? And from the gift shop or anything, I'm like, man, you don't want to do that, do you? People will have you walking around with shopping bags. All that. I mean, you got work to do.
Yeah, that's a dangerous proposition.
Yeah, he said, just you sell me the money and I'll go and get. I mean, that's because that gift shop, let me tell you, that's a lot of business going on in there. Whatever you want to find, those polos, Jackson, like it's a little chilly this morning. So, they might bring some extra sweaters out today. So people will need them when they go out to the course. So that's something different. Tell you a lot of people who go out to watch this event, and some people it's also a place to people watch if you go. Bijan Robinson, of course, by Atlanta Falcons, really is a big fan of other sports, and golf is one of them. He found his way down to Augusta National and draws a parallel between what he does and Scottie Scheffler, and he talked about this on SportsCenter. Here we go.
You told me a story when we were off air that I want you to tell everybody here about following Scottie around and how locked in he is. Yeah. What is that like?
I mean, I understand it. Even just knowing him. And I followed him around two years ago, right before the draft in Austin.
Yeah.
And after the match, that's when we gave each other a hug and congratulated him. But during the match, it's like he can't even see you. And I understand it because obviously when I'm on the field, it's hard for me to understand what's going on outside of what I got going on, and everything else blanks out. So to see him in that same environment and to see him so locked in and just focus on what he has to do. And I mean, he can do something incredible and he's you don't even know. So, but I respect that a lot for him. Obviously that's why he's who he is, and that's why he's the best golfer right now. I mean, I think he'll be for a long time, and it's cool to see just how focusing in the moment he is.
World number one for sure.
Yeah. Thanks to SportsCenter for that, and Bijan. No, and I hope people listen to that. Some people try to turn golf as a soft sport simply because it's non-contact, and I'm like, if you're gonna call golf a soft sport, man, you're totally missing it. I know there's no. You might want to rephrase it and say it's a non-contact sport, but it's definitely not soft. And you just heard what Bijan the comparison that he makes to what he does as a football player.
Yeah, all the back muscles they have to use, and your hips, and the torque, and you walking the whole course all day, and you talk about miles and miles.
But even that, Noel, is in between your ears.
That too.
that's where you got to be strong.
In between your ears and to what we were talking about off the air not so long ago, the weight room component that Tiger kind of brought to the game. Like,
absolutely.
People weren't hitting the weights like that until, you know, they saw the way Tiger was driving that ball like crazy all over the course. And it's like, how are you getting that ball that far?
And now you got the guys like Bryson DeChambeau and Brooks Koepka. These dudes are...
working out with Bijan.
Right. You know, these guys are athletes. And, you know, they're out there playing this game. So, you know, I don't underestimate these guys at all or what they're doing. And back in the day, you know, golfers didn't take care of themselves the way they do now.
Right.
You know, and I think the start of the Over 50 Tour kind of made guys start doing that. The Over 50 Tour started, that's been going on for about 30 years now. But before that, you know, once you aged out of it, you know, you were done. And if you weren't taking, you know, you're out there because you're in a different city every week. And if you had an ailment or something, you had to find a doctor or somebody in that town to treat you. That wasn't somebody traveling with the tour that knew what you needed. And that's what changed when they got the Over 50 Tour. These guys were trying to keep their bodies together so they could go out and compete. Well, you had a trainer in that fitness trailer that was basically a mini gym.
Mm-hmm.
You come in there, loosen up, get ready before you go out. If something needs taping, something needs, you know, a wrap, something needs a massage. And so now this generation of golfers expect that. They know that's needed if they want to compete.
Yeah, and that's something that we've seen in all sports, I think, over the past few decades. Like, football players take care of themselves a lot differently than they used to.
All
year long. Like, these guys are not, like, the basketball players, you're not hearing guys, you know, go from practice to the casino, to the club, to the game, back to the casino. Like, you're not hearing that kind of stuff anymore. Like, guys got hyperbaric chambers at home, and they're sleeping with their legs wrapped in machines, and they're eating avocado ice cream, and they're on the TB12 plan.
Yeah,
like, it's not that anymore. So, and I guess they figured out that keeping your body up is like that little extra off that separates you from other people. So now, like, everybody tries to keep their body up, and it prolongs the life of their careers and how great the sport can be, right? Because you keep these great athletes like a Kobe or a LeBron or Tom Brady around long or Tiger Woods. You keep them around longer to be able to experience them longer, and they create all these records and these legacies. So ultimately, it's a good thing. But yeah, they've just completely changed the way that they keep their bodies. It's not, you know, cigarettes and Budweiser until we go tee off
because
anymore.
That's what it used to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's what it used to be
in the
years.
Locker room and on the greens. And that's what it was.
Yeah, guys were walking up the greens, having smoke,
Newports and Budweiser,
stamping it out on the green. I've watched guys do that. I'm like, whoa, man, you gonna do that? You know, but you know, that's gone.
Yeah.
And so, like I said, and then, you know, no, it's not a sport with physical contact, but I would by no means call it a soft sport at all. Now, I wonder if Bijan had a chance to see the commissioner, because commissioner is a green coat man. I don't know if he had a chance to see Roger Goodell, because I'm sure Roger Goodell is there. He's got his green jacket on, you know. So I don't know. Bijan,
go holler at Roger and see what's up with these refs. See if we can get some calls to go our way in the big house in the bench.
I know that's right. Let's see if he can do that, right?
Bijan be all over the place, don't he?
He does. You know, but that is great. It's great to see our Falcons running back and taking in the Masters and being a part of. Like I said, it's a great place to go and people watch too, as you watch the great golfers that are getting started here in about an hour. All right, Noel's World is coming up, folks. Fasten your seatbelt. And top of the hour. We got Jason Longshore is going to come through and join us. You stay with us on this Saturday morning as we continue to search for Greg on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we started together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Glad you're with us on this Saturday morning, wherever you are, either you're listening to us locally, 92.9, or you're listening to us on the Odyssey app. Hope if you haven't already, hope you would download the Odyssey app so you can follow our broadcasting, our shows, where we inform you and entertain you throughout the week here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And of course, if you missed any, you can go on the app and you can go back and see some of the past and listen to some of the past episodes and hijinks of Sam and Greg and all of our hosts here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, and see what you missed and get caught up, right? We get caught up in something each and every time we're on the air with Noelle and Noelle's World, and it is her turn, and we love to get that. We're going to give you the keys to the car. We don't know where we're going to end up.
Vroom, vroom.
But here we go.
Well, good morning. How we doing, everybody?
All right now.
Haven't had a Noelle World in a while. Well, I opened up with Janet Jackson's Someone to Call My Lover because for some reason it is trending right now.
Mm.
Yeah, the kids have found this 20-plus-year-old gem. I can't even believe I just said that. 20-plus-year-old gem, and they have been bopping and grooving to Someone to Call My Lover, and it has just been refreshing to see these mini Janet Jackson resurgence, it feels like, every 9 months the past couple of years. So, and she's still in Vegas. I believe she's wrapping up her last couple residency shows. So,
okay.
Yeah, the Jackson name goes strong, and so does Janet Jackson and Someone to Call My Lover. Good job, Jermaine Dupri. Great sample, too.
Outstanding.
So, we're going to segue that into 404 Day. Now, that was last week, but we're going to talk a little bit about it because as 404 Day grows, it gets more sponsorships and more eyes on it. And this year we had a sneaker collaboration with Adidas.
Really?
Yes. So Adidas and Butter ATL teamed up together to give Atlanta their very own superstar. That's a shell toe for my OG 80s collectors right there. And it is a black silhouette shell toe with some red accents around it, and there is lace jewelry at the bottom, a lace lock that has a grill, like a mouth grill, not a cooking grill.
Okay.
And hang tag on the side, that's a license plate that says ATL. I appreciated the effort. There was some discourse about it. Some people liked it. Some people didn't like it. I personally felt like it looked like a Run DMC reject.
Mm.
But
ooh,
I see what we were trying to do. We were trying to give something to the city. I don't have them yet. I probably will get them eventually, but they are out in your local stores. But that was one of the things going on with 404 Day last week, along with all the events and the special concert and all the good stuff. Along with that, we have 414 Day coming up, which is Milwaukee, if you didn't know.
Okay.
And Adidas in Milwaukee have also teamed up to give Milwaukee a shoe. And this is Milwaukee's second go-round. They teamed up with the sneaker boutique Shake James.
Okay.
And Adidas. And they came up with two pairs of Adidas Forum Lows that are supposed to represent Milwaukee, their skyline and their Lake Michigan beaches and all of that good stuff.
I'm trying to figure out how Milwaukee get this, but go ahead.
I mean, you know, everybody has their little every community has their little sneaker culture, and Adidas is tapped into what's going on over there in Milwaukee. Milwaukee also has their own area code day, 414, apparently, to match our 404. And, so they got their own shoe.
They've been mad at us ever since we took the Braves and Hank.
I know, right? I know, I know, right?
They've been trying to get back at us ever since then.
They've been trying to stay relevant, stay on par, right? and so this is one of their latest moves. So shout out to Milwaukee with that. We're going to leave Milwaukee and go to Cincinnati.
Cincinnati
had a big shoe release the past couple of days. They had the Unheard Of. That's a boutique in Cincinnati. And Adidas teamed up to give us the Adistar Cushion 3. It's a runner shoe. They deemed it the Piggy Runners. And it's a really interesting collaboration. There's two different versions of it. There's a pink version. There's a blue and pink version. And this particular boutique has like a cute pink pig kind of motif. So there's a lot of pig accents with pig eyes, and there's a translucent sole with the pigs at the bottom. But it's the packaging that's the greatest thing about it. I mean, and with a $185 shoe, you wouldn't think the packaging would be the most impressive part. But for the pink pair, you get a box that's kind of shaped like a sweetheart Valentine's Day box.
Okay.
And when you pull it out, there's all kind of stuff in it. Like there's sweetheart hearts in there, and you got headbands and wristbands for runners. You know, people like Abe that actually run marathons and such.
Right.
And you got all type of bumper stickers. There's a little stuffed pig with a. He has his own headband and armbands, and there's all types of stuff in the box. All types of goodies, along with a high quality shoe with all types of. All types of suede and materials. It's a really great release. And then the blue pair is something similar, but it comes in a heart-shaped blue box like Valentine's Day.
Right, right.
And it has a, you know, to and from packaging on it and all of that stuff. And the same stuff in the box, but it's just blue instead of pink. And really great release. So great job, Cincinnati. And we're going to pivot to Atlanta to end this story with Dyson Daniels officially announcing his partnership with Adidas.
Okay.
So Dyson Daniels has gone from being snatched off the court whenever he made any mistake in New Orleans to breaking steal records franchise and league-wise.
Great barrier thief.
The great barrier thief, being yeah. in contention for a defensive player of the year mm-hmm. and signing a 4-year deal with Adidas. If that comes with a shoe, I don't know, but I noticed because he was out there with those super shiny chrome Anthony Edward ones a couple weeks ago. And
really?
I said,
Yeah.
He used to wear KDs. Something is happening here. So Caleb, our very own Caleb Johnson, asked him very important questions because he always does. Dyson, are you signed to Adidas? He pretty much alluded so, yes, before Shams broke the news. I think maybe a week later. So Caleb actually had a scoop.
All right, now.
Yeah, so we'll talk to Caleb Johnson in about 30 minutes, and we'll ask him about that scoop.
We will. We will. Absolutely.
So, yeah, so to bring it all home with our sneaker around the country update, Dyson Daniels is our newest Adidas representation for the Atlanta Hawks.
Man,
so there we go.
There we go. Adidas, big time. And that's part of Noelle's world. Like I said, she finds them. I always say between she and Greg Street. Oh, Greg Street got it. No, you know how. You got different. Your tactics and your methods are remarkable. And you always go out and land them.
Yeah, because until I get like Greg, when people just send them to my doorstep and I ain't even got to ask for them, we gonna be out here on the hunt. I be out here with a flashlight like Scooby-Doo gang. Be looking. My homeboy in Valdosta right now, he sent me like 12 different pictures of stuff they got in Ross. He said it's booming in Valdosta.
Road trip.
Listen.
Is that what you do? So you got a statewide network here. Is that what you're telling us?
Well, in the sneaker group, Addicted to All Things Fresh on Facebook, there's a little community where people all over the country will, you know, put in the things that they found in the Rosses and TJ Maxx all over the countries. And me and my friends be so upset that they seem to get more stuff in their cities than we do in ours. But, it's if you can network right, you can get stuff from all over the country.
Man.
And it's all type of stuff out there right now. You got hockey jerseys. Matter of fact, if you have a little homie, if you have a kid that is probably sixth grade and under, TJ Maxx and Marshalls has a bunch of DeJounte Murray jerseys right now, $19.99. If you just want a jersey that says Atlanta on the front, go get you a DeJounte Murray jersey because I have mine.
See, just find that out. Noel, you're remarkable in what you do. I mean, so people listening are saying, man, that's an idea, you know, because that's just what you do.
Hey, because think about it. Even if you would have bought the jersey when he was here, he left, right? Either way, he's gone, right?
Right.
So why not get it at $20 instead of $80 and just have that Atlanta on the front and ride it out?
Damn. See, that's an idea.
Yeah, because next I'm looking for my Grady Jarrett jersey because I'm going to find a silver lining somewhere. And that's my silver lining. I finally get a 97 jersey. Shout out to Grady Jarrett.
You know what? You know what? And you're absolutely right. That's a lot of people are looking for those and going to keep him, obviously, because of what he's always meant to this team.
Yeah, he's a legend. You're not going to get rid of your Matt Ryan or your Julio Jones or your Roddy Wyatt or your Grady Jarrett. So go ahead and scoop him up at a premium 70% off.
There you go. Well, I'll tell you what's not cheap, and that's Taste of the Masters. You know, we were just talking about the Masters and everything, and there is a kit that you can order. I mean, everybody makes the most about the pimento cheese sandwich. I've never had one. But as many times I've been to the Masters, I've had other stuff. I would get other sandwiches, but I put more of the pimento cheese. I know people right now listening, throwing stuff in at the radio. That's okay. That's just me.
Because you notice the first thing they put in their cart is the pimento cheese sandwich.
You go in and get if you want to have them, they're there for you. But you can order this thing. And I was talking with somebody yesterday. Shout out to Mike Holmes. I was with him at Georgia State spring game. And you can order this, and they will ship it to your house. And within it, you have the pimento cheese, or if you want some of the barbecue, whatever it is, they serve egg salad. That's where you get pimento cheese, egg salad, and the pork barbecue. And you have it, enough of it to entertain guests and serve to them as you watch the final round of the tournament. And I understand that the FedEx and UPS folks are delivering these things left and right, man.
I believe it. And it's got to be overnighted with the dried ice to get that egg sandwich there just right. But, man, I kind of want one myself.
You know.
Man.
That's part of Masters, you know. So if you don't make it down there to buy those polos and jackets from the gift shop, you can order the Taste of the Masters. There's also a cocktail kit you get, too, that you can get. Azalea cocktail kit, where you spring circle thing in and you add certain ingredients and you have your master's drink if you want. So, I mean, that's, hey.
Yeah, I mean, could you imagine hosting a master's party? You have the official master's food and the official master's cocktail in front of your official 60-inch television. That sounds like a plan to me.
That is outstanding.
That sounds like a plan to me.
That sounds excellent for tomorrow. So, you know what? Somebody else, some people are doing that. Some people are planning that as well.
Oh, imagine all the people that have big screen TVs on their porch. Oh, man.
Isn't that nice?
And you got the master spread laid out like you tailgating. Oh, man. That sounds amazing.
That is it. I don't know if people can still order them, if they all sold out of them or just what, but that is, it's called Taste of the Masters. You can get that thing, and, hey, you can serve it up and have a bunch of friends over as you watch the final round of the tournament. That's about an hour away. No, we're a little less than an hour away from the first tee times of the day as they get set to play the third round. All right, coming up 9 o'clock hour, Jason Longshore is going to join us this hour. Spend some time with him talking about Atlanta United. Also, Caleb Johnson is going to join us to talk about, you know, the Hawks and Dyson Daniels' shoe deal. Hey, that and more on this Saturday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com.